Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's DeStefano's Den with sports guy TJ DeStefano here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and thisisgold.net. Good morning, sports fans, and welcome inside DeStefano's Den on Westmoreland Saturday Morning. We're on at 7:30 on 98.7 and 107.5 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, thisisgold.net, and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano, and as always, we're talking sports. Today, we continue our high school football previews as we talk to area head coaches about the upcoming season. This week, we are visiting with Hempfield's Mike Brown and Greensburg Salem's Dave Kiefer. Our first guest this morning is the first-year head coach of the Hempfield area Spartans, Mike Brown. Good morning, Coach, and thanks for coming on this Saturday morning to talk some Hempfield football.
Hey, appreciate it, TJ. Thanks for everything you guys do for, you know, high school sports and high school football especially. And happy to be on.
You're very welcome. Happy to have you on again. Now, we spoke back a few months ago. This is your first year at Hempfield. So how have things gone so far?
You know, things are going well. The kids are starting, you know, to buy in to a new head coach with a new coaching staff. So they're really doing well with, you know, learning new terminology, new scheme, you know, even new day-to-day procedures. And I think they're really taking it, they're really, you know, excelling with it. I think the one big thing, you know, for Hempfield kids are, you know, they're already hard workers. So, you know, we didn't really have to worry about that aspect of, you know, pushing them and having them motivated. So we could focus, you know, on other things except, you know, not for just hard working and, you know, playing fast, which they've already been taught that, which is really nice. So it's going really well. You know, the kids are taking the coaching, and, you know, we're off to a start for camp. And I think we're really excited to get, you know, to the home opener and get this new brand of Hempfield football started.
Now, before we talk about this year and everything that's going on, I want to go back to last year. Obviously, you were not the head coach last year. It was a COVID-shortened year. Hempfield went 1-4 in 6A's only conference, 1-4 overall. Just talk a little bit about last season and what you know from what you saw.
Yeah, I mean, last year, I think it was really tough for everybody, you know, trying to deal with if you're going to play or not, even, you know, Friday, 20 minutes before the game. So, you know, hats off to, you know, every high school coach and player from last year that, you know, dealt with that and overcame it. But, we watched the film on last year's team and everything, and we saw, you know, some positives, some things, you know, we need to work on. But, again, kind of like I just said, the kids competed, which, you know, you can't teach that. You know, that just comes from within, you know, your heart. You know, if you want to play, you actually want to compete. And I think that was the biggest thing that we took away from it is these kids, you know, do want to win and do want to compete. And there is a fire under them, which is really nice coming in and, you know, not having to try to instill that into the kids. But I think they competed. And I think some of the scores were a little misconstrued, you know, at the end. And I think they, you know, they played well and they did compete. And that's all really you can ask for with it. You know, some things didn't go their way. But, you know, who knows what would have happened that second half of the season. It's always going to be a what if. But I think we took a lot of positives watching the film from last year just from the, you know, mental and physical aspect of the kids just competing and working hard.
Now this year, first, how are your numbers roster-wise?
They're doing well. Like we talked earlier, it's always, you always want more.
Yes.
We're, you know, with so many offensive linemen and defensive linemen graduating last year, you know, we're thin up front, not necessarily size-wise, just number-wise. We have, you know, a couple bumps and bruises from the guys in the trenches, but I think our numbers are doing well. A little low for a 6A school, but I think that's expected just from having a new coach and, you know, the success or lack of in the past couple of years. You know, high school kids kind of want the, what are you going to do for me now? You know, we're going to get to the point, you know, we're getting our recruiting shoes on. We did it all off season, and, you know, going into next year, we're going to get our recruiting shoes on as a staff. But, you know, we're probably right in the middle of the pack when it comes to the roster size.
And how has the off season gone for the team?
Off season went really well. We had a great summer. I think the kids really bought into our strength and conditioning program. A lot of movement, a lot of running, you know, getting these kids moving, because we had a lot of kids, you know, strength-wise were fine, but could they move laterally? Could they get that burst that we were looking for? And I think, you know, through our 9-week, 10-week program, you know, lifting and conditioning, they really bought in. And you could just see the transformation in, you know, a number of the kids. And even our offensive line, you know, I think in the past we focused just on, you know, big, getting off the ball, move you with our size. And now we got, you know, some big fellas that can actually move side to side, can come off the ball a little bit harder and be a little bit more athletic. I think, you know, we achieved that goal this offseason.
Now, what kind of systems will you be doing on offense and defense? And are there going to be big changes from what the kids have done in the past?
Offensively, we're going to, you know, kind of run a couple of same sets that they did in the past. I think, you know, you'll see a little bit of difference with trying to get our skill guys in space, you know, get the ball in their hands quick and try to get some movement. Ryan Ritz is obviously our offensive coordinator. He did a very, very well job at Jeanette, you know, giving it to their playmakers, getting them in space, you know, and, you know, trying to make guys miss, you know, getting blocks on the outside, you know, just quick passes, get the guys the ball and see what they can do in space. Defensively, you know, we're going to be a multiple defense just for the simple fact that the different type of offenses we see in 6A, you know, one day you might see a 22 personnel and then the next week you're, you know, playing five wide. So, you know, we're going to react to the offensive sets that we see, but we're also going to stay within our scheme, you know, hang our hat on, you know, our base defense. I think it's really important as a defense. If you can play your base well, I think it causes trouble for a lot of the offenses. So we're going to be a multiple defense, but still staying, you know, in our same fundamental schemes when it comes to that.
Now talk about some of the guys you're looking for to really step up for you this year.
Yeah, so the biggest guy, I think, you know, he's been getting the headlines and everything, Dan Sirk. He actually moved from tight end to tackle for us this year on the offensive side, and he's going to stay at the end. I think he's going to be, you know, our senior leader, the guy that everybody looks up to that can, you know, go for advice. And I can't speak, you know, higher volume to the kid. You know, he does everything right academically, socially, athletically. And, I mean, I was getting interviewed before, a couple days before, and I said, it's almost like talking to a 25, 26-year-old with his maturity level. And that's a nice thing. If there's a problem on the team, you know, he comes to us or we can come to him, you know, and he gets it fixed. But I think his biggest attribute is he leads by example. You know, he puts guys to a standard, but he lives above that standard. So definitely with a younger team that we have right now, it's nice to have that, you know, guy that's willing to do anything for the team and, you know, be that leader. And then honestly, you know, our junior class is going to be very heavy this year, you know, playing wise. And we got a couple running backs like Gino Caesar and Ryan Steffi that we hope that can really get the ball moving and run the football and, you know, pound that clock. Then we have a couple guys on the outside like Ian Tufts and Tyson Gregory that we hope that we're just talking about getting the ball in their hands in space, you know, and see what they can do with it. Even a couple juniors up front like Will Nelson, Alex Riffer, guys like that, you know, it's kind of nice to have them as juniors right now where we can, you know, get a development year in and, you know, get them some playing time where last year, you know, it was a senior team where, you know, I think we only have one in Dan Sirk, 3-year letterman, and then just a handful of 2 years that coming into this year. So it's going to be nice getting some of those guys playing time and getting kind of their feet wet early.
Now, as I mentioned, you guys are in 6A, the only conference in 6A, and it's brutal. Baldwin, Cannon, McMillan, Pittsburgh Central Catholic, Norwin, Mount Lebanon, North Allegheny, and Seneca Valley. I know we talked about that when we spoke last, and you said, yeah, it's brutal, but you guys embrace the challenge.
Yeah, I mean, the way we're, you know, looking at it as a program, a football player, and we want to play the biggest, the strongest, the fastest, you know, the toughest. And, you know, we're not going to back down. Cause, again, you failed to mention that we're playing a heck of, you know, three out-of-conference teams, you know, Franklin, Penn Trafford, and Greensboro Salem. So, again, we wouldn't want it any other way. It's almost like we were talking to the kids just in our free time the one day. I said, would you want to play, and nothing against the ACC, but would you want to play in the ACC or do you want to play in the SEC? And they all, you know, said we want to play in the SEC. So that's how we kind of look at it. You know, if we want to be the best, first we have to compete with the best and then, you know, beat the best. So, you know, that's our goal. That's going to always be our goal, is to try to be, you know, whoever we're playing, you know, at the end of the day, you know, our score is higher than the opponent's.
And you mentioned your non-conference schedule. I want to talk a little bit about that. And it's nice because you get to play a lot of local teams. You mentioned Penn Trafford, Franklin Regional, Norwin, who's in your conference, and then, of course, Greensburg-Salem to open the season.
Yeah, that's nice, too. Like, funny you said that. We were talking with the training staff, you know, just about pre-game procedures and everything like that. And it's nice, you know, you get, with 6A being such a wide area, you know, teams where, you know, you might be on the bus for an hour 15, you know, an hour 30, trying to get, you know, to or from the game, you know, JVs. But it's nice having those out-of-conference games that are just down the road. But I think it's also nice for the simple fact now, you know, crowd size and, you know, the community, you know, we were talking just the other day, you know, Franklin or Penn Trafford, only a 15-minute drive. So I think that helps out both schools where, you know, the kids can have a nice-sized crowd in front of them and, you know, get to play.
And obviously Greensburg-Salem is your longtime rival. How special is it to still be able to play them for the schools and the communities?
I think it's awesome, honestly. Obviously, we have a lot of coaches that are familiar from both ways, especially, you know, Coach Ritz and Coach Ritz being, you know, on either staff. So, you know, it brings a little bit more in there. And I think it brings together, you know, the Greensburg community, which I think that's what high school football is all about. And at times, some schools get to miss out on that. You know, having, you know, a rival where, you know, they're right down the street where you're seeing them at, you know, Arby's or Chick-fil-A, you're seeing the kids, you know, the kids, you grew up with them, you might even played with them, you know, for different rec teams, and they're familiar with it, where you're not just going, you know, on an hour drive where you have really no, I guess, kind of history or familiarity with the other, you know, team. So especially being week, you know, being week zero, but technically, you know, the first game, I think that's awesome. And I think, you know, with everything going on, you know, cross your fingers, you know, it's back to normal where, you know, we can bring the whole Greensburg community together and Hemphill Township community together and have, you know, celebrate, you know, one of the best games in the world, which will be good.
Definitely. And finally, for you, Coach, again, first year for you, what are your expectations in year one?
Right now, I mean, we're just going day by day right now. You know, we preach to the kids, you know, let's win today. So, like, we're going out about around noon, and we're going to have our double, and we're going to have a little inter-squad scrimmage. But we're going to, you know, keep it going, and we're going to have, you know, just focus on day by day. So right now, we're just going to worry about winning today, and then the next day, getting a little better and winning tomorrow. You know, when it comes to game, hopefully, you know, the process that we instilled in these kids will, you know, make us where, again, we have more points on the scoreboard than they do. But, you know, we're not a long-term goal, you know, oriented program right now. We're saying, you know, we still want to win a Whitfield championship, a state championship. Don't get me wrong, but right now we're more worried about the process than anything. You know, we're a short-term, you know, day-by-day expectation-wise, we're just trying to win, you know, each and every day.
Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck in your first season at Hemphill, and I'll talk to you again soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks for all that you do for high school sports.
You're very welcome. And that was Hemphill area football coach Mike Brown. We continue on to Stefano's Den on 98.7 and 107.5 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, This is Gold.net and the iHeartRadio app. Our next guest is the ninth-year head coach of the Greensburg-Salem Golden Lions, Dave Kiefer. Good morning, Coach. Thanks for coming on this Saturday morning to talk some Greensburg-Salem football.
My pleasure, TJ. It's always great to be able to have time to talk with you.
Yeah, great to talk with you as well. Now, last year was a COVID-shortened year. The Golden Lions went 1-6 in Class 4A's Greater Allegheny Conference, 1-6 overall as well. Give me your thoughts on last year.
Well, you know, I think the majority of the people you talk to, TJ, you know, they're going to express to you the challenges and the hurdles that everybody had to overcome through the COVID situation. And we're hoping and praying that, you know, this year doesn't turn into something of the same. And we're just hoping that everybody can have a little bit of normalcy. I think everybody's looking forward to that. But also, we want to make sure everybody's safe and healthy. But, you know, I think last year was a challenge. It was challenged with COVID alone. And I think we knew going into it, we had a class of four seniors. So it was a smaller senior class. So we were going to be forced into playing some underclassmen who didn't have a whole lot of varsity experience. And we knew we had some challenges, went into a new conference, and we're playing, you know, 4 or 5 5A quality teams from the previous year. So we knew we had challenges, and then you compound the challenges with COVID, and then you add in the fact that we have a young team. You know, we wanted to try to make the best. We thought we had some more wins than one, but then we had some injuries that came into play, and then that adversely affected us as we moved forward.
Now, again, one win, no one's happy with that, but that one win was special last year because it was the 700th in Greensburg-Salem history. It was over Knock 13-12, and I know we talked about that last year. Just how special was that to get win 700?
You know what? It was really, really a great moment, you know, and it's one that I'll cherish the rest of my life, to be honest with you. I can still capture the faces of people that I, you know, are so special to Greensburg-Salem, and, you know, the kids being able to see how excited they are. And, you know, I think sometimes in the world of social media, we lose sight of how much it still means to kids, you know, how much pride they still take in it. You know, we live in a world anymore that it's all about, you know, it's very self-centered, and it's very difficult. And if you heard Troy Polamalu talk in his Hall of Fame speech, I think it really defined what, you know, what football's about and how football has kind of changed. But, you know, when we won that 700th win, it really captured why we do football, why, you know, it's such a great game to play. And it was a really great night for us. And unfortunately, I think it had an adverse effect on us down the road. But, you know, you cherish those moments, and it'll be something special for me for the rest of my life.
Now, you had a young team last year, as you mentioned. So as we move into this year, I assume you have a lot of guys returning.
Yeah, we do. You know, I mean, when you look at both sides of the ball, realistically, we lost Joe McGuff, who was a really good left tackle, all-conference player for us, and Alex Briggs, who obviously did a ton of things for us, was a two-year starter, two-year first-team all-conference kid. So, you know, we lose two really good football players there, and we lost Dakota Powell also, who was another senior, as well as Wyatt Raymer, who was our kicker. So, you know, I always kind of joked with Wyatt and said, you're a kicker, so you didn't factor in. But that's also an important position on the field that, you know, you have to find somebody to fill that void. But for the most part, the main structure of our team returns. You know, if you take Dakota was kind of a part-time guy that we, you know, was off and on, hot and cold a little bit. And, you know, then Alex and Joe were steady Eddies pretty much every week we had them. So really, out of the 11 positions, we bring 8 or 9 guys back on both sides of football who at least have some varsity experience.
That's good. Now, are you happy with your numbers roster-wise? Where are they at right now?
We're around 52 guys on our roster. We're happy with it. I think there's a good balance between each group. You know, talking to Jason Rook from La Trobe the other night, we were having our rules interpretation meeting, but we were talking about, you know, what the ideal number in a class is. And sometimes you can have too many in a class, and then it's tough to get reps for all those guys. And so we think around 12 to 15 is a good number. And I think each one of our classes, we did pictures earlier this week, and I think we had anywhere from 10 to 15 in each one of our classes. We don't have a less than 10 class, which is good. You know, so now you can have a better distribution of numbers, and obviously a much larger upper class group that we're able to deal with.
And how was the off season for the team?
We did a nice job. You know, once we were able to kind of open it up, we stuck with mainly our varsity guys getting in the weight room. You know, then in February or March, I think it was about March, we were able to let our eighth graders come up that were going to be this year's freshmen and let them start working with us. And then as we rolled into the summer, it was a much more normal summer, much better ability to be able to prepare and get some things in that we want to get in. So I felt the summer went much better. We went to a couple of 7-on-7 tournaments. which obviously helps you and be a little bit more crisp in the passing game. And then we were able to get together with some other schools throughout the course of the summer and throw. So I thought it was a more regular year, I like to say, in terms of preparation.
That's good to hear. Now talk about some of the players you're looking to have maybe a big year for you.
Well, I mean, it's pretty tough to go into the season. Billy McChesney's gotten a lot of publicity and a lot of attention, and rightly so. I mean, mm-hmm. Bill's, I say it all the time, how good a football player Bill is. He's just an amazing person. He's an amazing young man. I mean, he's a guy you can sit down in a room and he's like a 25-year-old adult that understands and sees things from a totally different picture than what a lot of other 16, 17-year-old kids do. But Billy gets a lot of attention, well-deserved. But, Hayden Teska is our returning quarterback. You know, we look for Hayden to have a really good year. Hopefully we want to keep him healthy. He's going to be a big part of our success. You know, and then when you look at other guys, we have four guys coming back along the front. And I think a guy that doesn't get quite the praise, two guys that played a lot of football for us last year, were Caleb Chismar, who just, man, he was a kid that I didn't ever think really would do a lot on the offensive side of the football. And, you know, we were forced into a position where we played him last year, and man, he had a fantastic year. And he's just so much a blue-collar kind of guy at about 230 pounds, but he's really strong and plays with great leverage as a wrestler, who did a really good job for us on both sides of the ball last year, and I think he's going to have a really good year. But he's just one of those Greensburg blue-collar kids that shows up and goes to work, that's a hard-nosed kind of kid. So he's one. And then another kid that I think is going to have a really good year is Caleb Briggs. He was a sophomore last year that got a lot of reps on the offense and defensive line. So those are two guys when you start talking about our offensive line. And then the other one is Billy's brother, Christian. You know, Christian's kind of the overlooked guy because he's Billy's brother. Mm-hmm. But to be honest with you, I think they all know Christian has better technique than Billy. He just doesn't have that big, thick body Billy has. But I think Christian's growing into that. He's only a junior. So Christian's had a pretty good year, a lot of growing up to do, but he grew up a lot over the year as a sophomore going into his junior year. So I think we got four solid guys, and then we're looking to fill that fifth position. You go into this at the quarterback position with Aiden, and then at wide receiver, you know, we bring Cody Rubric back, who we lost against Knock last year, Donovan Waller, you know, and Jerome Walsh, who did a really nice job for us last year at slot, as well as Christian Hostetler, who's having a really good camp. So we got some guys in the skill positions there. And then in the backfield, we got J.C. Wallace that's coming back at running back, as well as Rashad Kennedy, who will be our kind of our two-headed monster in the backfield, who are both doing a nice job in camp. The final piece, I think, a guy that I think has the ability to have a tremendous year is Jaden Stevens. And Jaden's just got a great build. He's 6'3", 195 pounds. He's very athletic, runs really well, has the ability to be able to do a lot of different things for you on offense, and is a really steady player for us on defense. And I could flip a lot names over and play them on the defensive side of the ball in different positions. But that's, you know, those are all guys that played a lot of snaps for us last year. And I talk about eight guys. That's probably about the eight that I see as guys we're putting a lot of stock in that could be able to come back. But the thing I think that makes our team a little bit better is the younger guys provide some support, and they're a year older. So I think that gives us a much better nucleus to our team, that we got 15, 18 very serviceable football players to be able to play on a Friday night, which we did not have last year.
Now, you guys are in the Greater Allegheny Conference, and that includes Armstrong, Hampton, Highlands, Indiana, Knock, Mars, and Plum. So talk about the conference and what you're expecting to see this year.
It's a difference conference. You know, we talked when we got changed over last year to the Greater Allegheny. It's one we're familiar with. We've played a lot of those teams in the past. Plum's kind of one that jumped into the Greater Allegheny that's never was really in it from before. You know, I think it's a really balanced conference. I think after we played Highlands last year, they played really, really well. They lost a couple of good players, but they bring a lot back. I think Highlands right now, based on what I saw at the end of last year, really would be the team I would say that, you know, is really going to be a good football team this year. But I think Armstrong has a nice team coming back. I think it's real balanced. It's going to be really competitive. I don't think there's one team that's overwhelmingly better than others. You know, I think you look at Highlands, they bring a good many guys back. I think Plum had a great run last year. You know, they know they lost a lot, but I know Matt does a good job of getting guys in places to be productive. Knock is always steady. Indiana's always steady. You know, and then you throw in Mars, and I think you see a pretty balanced conference in terms of quality of competition. So I think each week's a battle. You know, each week's a battle. And I think Indiana's an example of how balanced our conference is. I think we beat last year for 700, we beat Knock. And watching film, I think our kids felt pretty good about going up and getting another win at Indiana. And we didn't show up and play well, and they did show up and play well. And they beat our butts, you know, and that's a good example that it's a very balanced conference, and you got to show up every week to play. If you don't, then you put yourself at risk of dropping games that you may feel you have the opportunity to win.
Now, you guys will open the season with longtime arch rival Hempfield. I know this is always a big game, so how important is it that you guys get to play this for the schools and the community?
Talk about the value of playing in this game. I mean, I think the value of being able to get our community, and that's the Hempfield community, Greensburg community, back together and cheering against each other, but being able to put a lot of friendships in the same stadium is really, really important. So, you know, we missed playing it last year. I know it was one that we all kind of look forward to, and I know it's one that I know a lot of people look forward to starting the year out, and especially on beautiful weather, and that's what Friday night's about. You know, I mean, I know there's a lot of great things to watch on TV, but man, I don't know if there's much better setting than going to a Friday night football game with nice weather in the fall and seeing two teams that are familiar with each other playing a lot of football. And I think it'll be a very competitive game this year, as most years it is. You know, they got the edge on us the last couple times, but you know, I like our chances this year, and I like our football team.
And as we wrap up here, Coach, what are your expectations for the season?
Well, I mean, when you bring a bunch of guys back, obviously you have higher expectations. Going into last year, we were optimistic, but I guess maybe more this year we're a little bit more optimistic, only because we do have a number of guys with experience. But you got to take that with a grain of salt, because that was last year. You know, the guys played the way they played, and it's a whole new year. You know, everybody else is a year older also. But when you bring 8 or 9 guys back on each side of the ball that have experience, you hope they grow up. You know, you hope that you stay healthy. And I think that's a factor, DJ, that so many people overlook. You know, one guy, I'll give an example of Cody. Last year we lost Cody Rubric, who's a spectacular young player. He's going to be something's really special. And, you know, we lost him against Knock on a kickoff. Crazy thing, he makes a tackle, his leg swings around, he breaks his leg. It's just one of those things that you really couldn't avoid. And, you know, when we lose Cody, we lose our starting wide receiver, our starting punter, our starting kick returner, our starting safety. Like, you lose 4 or 5 positions with one guy. And, you know, when you're a young team like last year, that becomes a big challenge to try to start filling 5 spots. So when you pull your depth charts up on Sunday morning, you go, okay, we got a lot of highlighted spots for one guy, and you got to fill them all.
Yeah.
And probably those guys that are doing that don't have the number of reps that the guy that was doing it at. So that's where you get yourself into a little bit of trouble with young teams. And this year, I think we're a little more optimistic because we are a little bit older. Not that we want injuries, but that's, you know, something I think we're in a little bit better situation to manage. But obviously, there's some real key pieces, as I mentioned throughout the course of the interview here, that we want to try to keep healthy, and we want to make sure that we have them for the full season, because if we do, I think our odds of being successful increase.
Well, Coach, thanks as always for the time. Good luck this year, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely, TJ. It's always great to hear you, buddy.
Yeah, likewise. And that was Greensburg Salem football coach Dave Kiefer. That does it for DeStefano's Den this Saturday morning. You can like the show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at SportsGuy1480. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday here on Westmoreland Saturday Morning.